presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
October 7, 1115 America, New York, U.S. hits China with sweeping tech export controls. Restrictions will limit Chinese companies' access to advanced computer chips and slow their progress in artificial intelligence.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 7, 1111 America, New York, industrial policy, a fatal conceit for left and right. Over at the Washington Examiner, Alexander Salter has a piece about how we should reject calls by the national conservatives to implement industrial policy. His case doesn't rest on any claim that industrial policy is not doable, but, rather, precisely on the claim that it is doable, but not for the reasons we, free market people, often claim.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 7, 1055 America, New York, Fed on track for another large interest rate hike after jobs report. Officials are trying to prevent wage pressures from sustaining higher inflation.
Global economy.
October 7, 1033 America, New York, oil shocks versus banking crises. Which has the greater impact on long-term economic growth?
New York Times Business.
October 7, 1015 America, New York, markets fall as investors assess the state of jobs and inflation. Fresh data on the labor market solidified investors' expectations that the Federal Reserve will need to keep raising interest rates aggressively.
New York Times Business.
October 7, 9 o'clock America, New York, more companies offer emergency savings option to workers. Such rainy day funds may help attract employees. The plans are meant to support consumers who don't have a cash cushion for smaller, unexpected expenses.
New York Times Business.
October 7, 9 o'clock America, New York, the mixed blessing of a strong dollar. While a dollar doesn't buy much in the United States, our columnist writes, the currency's international strength has been on display, in ways that aren't entirely beneficial.
BBC News Business. October 7, 858 America, New York, U.S. jobs growth slows as policymakers fight inflation. Policymakers say some slowdown in the labor market is necessary in order to stop rapid price rises.
Daily FX Market News.
October 7, 840 America, New York, unemployment rate dips as job growth stays solid. What now for stocks, dollar? The U.S. jobs report showed that the economy added 263,000 payrolls in September, versus the 250,000 expected, a sign that the labor market remains resilient and very tight.
Global economy. October 7, 821 America, New York, Bo deputy governor says monetary policymakers must stay the course on inflation. Dave Ramsden says forceful action must be taken, however difficult the economic consequences.
BBC News Business.
October 7, 811 America, New York, public won't be told to cut energy use after Truss objects. A minister denies a full plan was blocked by Liz Truss's office and insists energy supplies are secure.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
October 7, 8 o'clock America, New York, our amazing somewhat free economy. Last Saturday, I woke up at 1:45 a.m. feeling sick as a dog. I didn't get back to sleep. I had a bad cold, a stuffed up nose, a headache, and lots of phlegm. I apologize if this is TMI. When my wife woke up, she told me I should take Advil.
Daily FX Market News.
October 7, 612 America, New York, WTI oil forecast, sustained break above $90 psychological level needed for rally to continue. WTI rally puts its back on course for a $100 a barrel in Q4. Will Fed rate hikes be able to stem the tide?
Daily FX Market News.
October 7, 536 America, New York, U.S. dollar, DXY, reinforced by sustained hawkish Fed speak and U.S. NFP bets. A constant stream of hawkish Fed speak is keeping the U.S. dollar within striking distance of a fresh two-decade high. Will it be enough?
BBC News Business.
October 7, 443 America, New York, train strikes. Passengers told to avoid travel on Saturday. The latest strike means only 1 in 5 trains will run, with services starting late and finishing early.
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 7, 427 America, New York, German production falls as higher energy prices hit manufacturing. Factory output fell in August, driven by cutbacks in energy-intensive industries as costs surged following reductions in the supply of natural gas from Russia.
Marginal Revolution.
October 7, 038 America, New York. Will Europe choose an energy crisis or a fiscal crisis? That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. Estimates of the size of the energy price shock vary, but one plausible assessment runs in the range of 6% to 8% of GDP for Europe.
Marginal Revolution.
October 7, 011 America, New York. Markets and everything, sleep tourism. Going on a vacation might seem like a rather unconventional way to try to improve your sleep habits. But sleep tourism has been growing in popularity for a number of years, with an increasing amount of sleep-focused stays popping up in hotels and resorts across the world.
Marginal Revolution.
October 6, 2236 America, New York, Redux of my Bloomberg April nuclear weapons column. Here it is, read it and weep. The post-redux of my Bloomberg April nuclear weapons column appeared first on Marginal Revolution. Related stories: my conversation with the excellent Walter Russell Mead, the market for property insurance versus
Wall Street Journal, U.S. Business.
October 6, 2223 America, New York, U.S. takes aim at OPEC for oil production cuts. President Biden said options are being weighed, but we haven't made up our minds yet, as the output cut threatens to push energy prices higher again weeks before the midterm elections.
Digital Finance.
October 6, 2137 America, New York, Future of Robo, Kelvin Lay, Aquaman, Dig Fin Vox EP, 42. Kelvin Lay of Aquaman discusses the future of wealth tech in Hong Kong and the Greater Bay Area. The post Future of Robo, Kelvin Lay, Aquaman, Dig Fin Vox EP, 42 appeared first on Digital Finance.